Good morning, this is John Alls, and I want to welcome you back this morning on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, so far this month, we've talked about how the world now looks very much like it did in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot. We also talked about where our hope should lie, and of course, that hope should be placed in Jesus Christ, which actually leads me into the topic for today. So I want you to listen in now as Pastor Reynolds talks to us about placing our faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and think on the subject of trust. The Bible states, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." What is trust? The Bible states in Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5, that we ought to trust in the Lord. Oftentimes in the Bible, we are admonished to trust in the Lord, to rely upon the Lord. But what does trust really mean? Trust is defined as having hope. That is, to have faith in, to seek refuge in, or to flee for protection to. A very necessary part of having trust is faith and repentance. Faith believes when there is nothing to see that makes us think our hope will come to pass. Faith is simply trusting and believing the promise that is given to us. And of course, repentance is recognizing our inability to help ourselves and completely relying on the word of another who is greater and more able than us. No wonder the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding." You see, because trust is having refuge in Christ alone. Trust is fleeing to Christ for protection. Trust is having faith in Christ. Trust is hoping with a heavenly hope that Christ will do what he said he would do, even though there is no evidence physically that we can see that tells us that he is going to do it. Trusting in the Lord is simply having faith, complete faith in the Lord. It is wrong to trust anything else. It is wrong to trust men. Notice what the Bible states in Psalms 118, verse 8 and 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Understand here that it is the best thing of all is to simply trust the Lord, not men, not even princes, not kings. Many people would put trust in their 401k, but it would be much better to trust the Lord. Many people would trust their retirement accounts, but it would be much better to trust the Lord. Notice Isaiah chapter 2, verse 22 states, "Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of?" And so, we cannot trust in men because God is the one that gives men their breath. It is wrong to trust in nations. It is wrong to trust in the power of nations. But it is always right to trust in the Lord. The Bible states, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall bring it to pass." We are warned against trusting in riches. Riches are good while they're here, but riches have a habit of taking wings and flying away. Notice in the book of Psalms 52 and verse 7 what the Bible states about trusting in your riches. He said, "Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengtheneth himself in his wickedness. The Bible here in Psalms 52 talks about the individual who trusts in all the things that he has and all the things that he does, and does not trust in the Lord, and he loses it all. Look in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 11. The Bible said here, the rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. Ah, the rich man has wealth, and he has a strong city with a wall and with weapons and with all of the power that he can muster. He protects himself, and yet it is not going to be enough, because all of those things can go away in a very instant of time. Notice in the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 24 and verse 25, Jesus spoke these words after the rich young ruler came to him. You know, the rich young ruler, he came to Christ running and kneeled before him and said, "What good thing should I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But here's what you need to do. You need to keep the law. You need to do all of those things that the law says." And the rich young ruler looked at Christ and said, "You know, Lord, I've kept all those things from my youth. What lack I yet?" And here's a rich young ruler who had much riches, and he had much good things that he had done. But he said to Jesus, "What lack I yet?" Because the rich young ruler knew there was one thing that he lacked, but he didn't know what it was. And Jesus said, "Here's what you lack. You go and you sell everything you have, and you take all of that wealth that you gain from the sale of all of your possessions, and you give it to the poor, and then you take up your cross and you follow me." And the Bible states that that rich young ruler went away from Christ very sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And then Jesus, in Mark chapter 10, verse 24, says, as he looks round about him, and he said to his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" In verse 24, the disciples were astonished at the words of Christ. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Why is that? It's because when you trust in your riches, you cannot be saved. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God. If you are trusting in what you have done, Jesus said, it is hard for you to enter into the kingdom of God. If you're trusting in your righteousness, you're not trusting in Jesus. You can only trust in Jesus or your righteousness. You can only trust in Jesus or your riches. You cannot trust in both of them. This rich young ruler was trusting in his righteousness. He was trusting in his good works. There are many today that are trusting in their good works to get them to heaven. But listen, folks, there's really only two religions in this whole world. It is a religion of trusting what you do, or it is a religion of trusting what Jesus has already done. And there are those that are trusting in what they have done. And Jesus said it is very, very difficult for them to enter into the kingdom of God because they are not trusting in the Lord. They are trusting in themselves. The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 20, speaks of a rich farmer who trusted in what he could see. The Bible says that his ground brought forth plentifully. And the rich farmer decided that the best thing for him to do was to tear down his barns and build bigger barns, that he would have a place to store all the wealth that he had accumulated from his abundant crop. And Jesus said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? The rich farmer did not understand that he needed to trust in Jesus, whom he could not see, than in his crops, which he could see. There are many today that will trust in their religion, which they can see, instead of trusting in Jesus, whom they have never seen. The book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17, Paul instructs Timothy to charge rich people not to trust in their riches. Rather, that people that are rich and poor alike should trust in Jesus. He says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. There are those that are wealthy that trust in their wealth. There are those that are righteous that trust in their righteousness. There are those that are poor that might trust in their poverty. But it is always good to trust in Jesus Christ. It is good to do good works, but do not trust in your good works. Rather, trust Jesus Christ, for He is the one that gives everlasting life. He is the one that gives whole life. The book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 4 states, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And then in the book of Isaiah, chapter 50 and verse 10, the Bible said, who is there among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. We are living in fearful times. We're living in times when men desire to have security, but in the things of this world, you can never have security. We're living in times when men desire to have security in their own righteousness, yet that can never be so, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there is no hope of righteousness within us. But there is hope. There is a trust. There is a reliance upon one who is absolutely perfect, who has never sinned and cannot sin. And that one is Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who came and lived a perfect life and died a perfect death. He is the one that you can rely upon. He is the one that you can run to for refuge. He is the one that you can seek protection from, not in yourself, but only in Jesus Christ. Notice in Psalms 37, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. No wonder Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 states, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Have you trusted the Lord for salvation? You know, if you've placed your faith in church attendance and baptism or good things that you've done for others, then your faith and trust is in the wrong place. We use the term lost to describe a sinner that's not placed their faith in Christ. And when you see that there's nothing you can do, and there's no hope in yourself, or any hope in those around you, the term lost will not just be a word, but it'll be something you can actually feel. You know, it was at this point that I was able to turn my life over to Christ. When I saw and I felt that my life and even my death was completely out of my control, then I was able to place my faith and trust in Christ. And you need to be able to turn it all over to Him, and you need to accept Him as your Savior even today. You know, if you're already saved, then you need to keep on placing your faith and trust in Him for everyday needs, and for even the strength to continue in the work that He's given you. We want to thank you again for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.